tell me who writes the songs of a nation, and I don't care who writes the laws. This quote is attributed to Andrew Fletcher, a Scottish politician who underscores the power of music in shaping identity, values, and the collective consciousness. I want to explore this idea by particularly looking into the influence of Richard Wagner. His music has always remained influential in the West, but now particularly because of the rise of the Wagner Group and their influence in the Russia-Ukraine war. Around a month back, the Western media brought to light the inner workings of the Wagner Group, the mercenary group that first helped in the war efforts, but then marched against the Russian commanders, directly threatening Putin's regimes. But then after that, some sort of truce was made and they were called back to join the war. But what is interesting is why a mercenary group from Russia would name themselves after the German composer Richard Wagner. What does his music have to do with them? Richard Wagner's compositions have influenced political groups all over the world, shaping their ideology. But particularly deeply ideological and violent groups, like the Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, and now the Russian Wagner Group. His music has been heard and reheard over and over again in order to strengthen the group's morale and energize them for their cause. Hitler also saw Wagner's music as a tool for propaganda. The grandiose emotive quality of Wagner's work was used to stir the nationalist sentiment during the Nazi regime. The Bayreuth Festival, a musical festival dedicated to the performance of Wagner's operas, became closely associated with the Nazi Party. Though Wagner was undoubtedly a genius, he did have strong racist superior views and a strong drive towards power that he shared with Nietzsche, as they were once friends who then later became estranged. His Ring Cycle is a deeply complex work with various interpretations. Wagner himself saw it as an allegory for the struggle against oppressive political and economic systems. Alex Ross, who wrote Wagnerism, Art and Politics in the Shadow of Music, interprets it as a representation of the ceaseless cycle of power and corruption. It is a struggle within Wagner himself to understand and find mankind's place in the world. Wagner was tormented by the embedded desires hidden within the German myths, which he thought he could free through his music. So his work, as Alex states, is an attempt to free the spirits that the Norse myths tried to articulate. Through his music, Wagner used the symbols of the German myths such as the Valkyries, nymphs, giants, dwarfs and dragons. He was aware of the symbolisms and was deeply drawn to them. In the Ring Cycle, a dwarf steals the Rhine gold from the Rhine maidens and forges it into the ring that gives power over the world. It is this idea that Tolkien takes and turns it around through his infusion of the Christian allegories. Arthur Schopenhauer, the German philosopher who had a profound influence on Wagner, considered music to be the highest form of art because it transcended mere representation and directly expressed the essence of the world and human emotions. Schopenhauer believed that music taps into the fundamental metaphysical reality, resonating with the innermost core of human existence and reflecting the will that drives us in life. He argued that music has the ability to bypass the intellect and connect directly with our emotions, providing a glimpse of certain underlying realities. According to Schopenhauer, the power of music lies in its ability to evoke deep responses and deep emotional responses at that, enabling listeners to escape the constraints of individuality and experience a profound sense of oneness with the group. It is for this reason that we see music as one of the most dominant forms of art with groups all over the world because of the power that it has to unify. During the American Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s, songs like We Shall Overcome and This Little Light of Mine were sung at protests, rallies, and meetings, serving to unify participants and spread the message of the movement. In the anti-apartheid movement of South Africa, the song Free Nelson Mandela became an international anthem, drawing global attention to Mandela's imprisonment and the broader issues of apartheid. Bob Dylan's music, especially Blowing in the Wind, was sung during the Vietnam War, rallying opposition to the war. But this power of music works both ways, and it can unify people for causes that can be heinous. Wagner, through his music, have been able to unify people with strong nationalistic sentiment and enforces a sense of superiority and greatness. It tends to galvanize people who are drawn to power and desires to establish that power through violent means. and because Wagner's music is known for its emotional intensity and grandeur and is able to convey the will embedded in the mythological spirits through his artistic gifts, it is able to resonate deeply with these violent groups. Hence, it is a reminder for us to pay close attention to what we listen to, because it is never benign. Music shapes us in a way that no other medium can, and because it has the ability to influence us through the back door of imagination, bypassing the intellect, our guards are let down, and it does not necessarily go through the filters that it would when we usually read a book or listen to a talk. It is good to take time to learn about the artist, what the music is trying to convey, the artist's personality, his desires, and all of these which will inevitably shape the music.